I figured I'd tell you because I'm sure you're super confused about what the hell you've been listening to. Well, it's this guy named Paul Galanzi, and he's got this two-hour show from 10 to noon here. Yeah. Oh, he doesn't look like that. Close, though. He's looking at me right now. Paul is. His big, sweaty face sucking in air like a dying fish. What's that? Oh, never mind. It's back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Like a dying fish? My voice guy is mean to Paul. Is he meanest to Paul more than anyone? He's got to be.
Yeah, probably. Like openly antagonistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's like, Paul loves that stuff. Yeah. I'm Joe George, filling in for Paul Gallant. He's been out on jury duty. He will return here in the near future. What does that mean? We'll find out. A couple names that have popped up here on the Twitch. When talking about trades, just quickly. Lucas Giolito, Aaron Nola. Both guys on expiring deals. Aaron Nola would be really interesting. He's had a bad year in terms of like what he's done in compared to most. Just he had a no hitter, I think yesterday, going to like the seventh inning versus the Tigers. That would be really fascinating to see, like, the Astros acquire Aaron Nola a year after beating him in the World Series to try to help win another one. Then he leaves him free agency. Like, that would be a top choice. And the Phillies are just such a joke. Like, I think it shows last year was like one of the most fraudulent runs we've had in sports. Like, they just got lucky.
Yeah, it's up there with one of the Cardinals titles. They won like 84 games. Yeah. I'm sure you know, but they
it's like what the Phillies clinched. They clinched in the final three games of the season here in Houston.
Yeah, they're a wild card team.
Yeah.
Like, and they're down like 8-0 in the wild card game.
Yeah. We're getting a bunch of texts about this. I love watching golf, okay? But the PGA and the LIV Golf Tour have merged. And it is, like, weirdly just, like, surprising because – there's been no really talk about this. I follow golf like pretty closely. I'm not like an expert. Like, I'm not like John, but seeing the idea that like these two organizations would merge is pretty shocking to me. It's very much like the running joke on Twitter right now is like, this is very like Michael Scott Paper Company. We're like back in the office, Michael Scott, Pam and Ryan go start their own paper company. And they basically just, like, they drop their prices so low that, of course, they're going to go out of business. But they start stealing clients from Dunder Mifflin. And then he walks back in. He goes, well, how the turntables have. And he doesn't say anything else because he is an idiot. But then Dunder Mifflin has to buy Michael Scott Paper Company for, like, a boatload of money. And that's literally what LIV Golf has done right here. The exception, dude, some of these PGA golfers, their high horse of, like, morality screwed them. Like, out of hundreds of millions of dollars. Tiger Woods turned down over $700 million. There was a report one time that LIV Golf was willing to go up to $800 million to sign Tiger Woods. And now, it's just, they're the same company. Like,
it's hard to feel too bad for Tiger losing out on $700 million when he has $700 million more.
You're right.
But no, I do. The general The general point is the opportunity cost of, yeah, feeling uncomfortable taking money from the Saudi government.
And there was one that it might have been Scotty Scheffler. Or
Zalatoris.
It was Will Zalatoris.
The person you're telling before the show, yeah.
He got offered $130 million. 26 years old, $130 million to go play on LIV Golf. And he denied it. He has made $15 million, not including sponsorships, on the tour. So he would have made like 10x going to LIV Golf. And then he'd be back on the tour like 2 years later. I mean, look, this is a sport in which they had to be on the CW. Like, the home of like the Flash is where LIV Golf was being broadcast.
From the people who brought you Smallville.
Yes.
Now bring you LIV Golf.
It's so bad that during one of their last tournaments, and I can't imagine most people even are aware of this, they had a playoff going. CW turned it off. They said, no, we have other, like, reruns that are more important than your garbage golf. Like, we're turning you off. I don't know what happens from all of this, but, like...
It just proves that if you have only hundreds of billions of dollars to spend, you too can have the underdog story of the lifetime overcoming the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
If you just have, like, oil money that goes, like, billions upon billions upon billions of dollars that you can throw at things, you too can, again, overtake the PGA.
And it looks like, so it's like, LIV Golf is basically going to become, like, the Saudi group is going to become, like, the major backers of PGA.
Yeah, no, there's no other way it could be other than LIV Golf buys PGA.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
then PGA, then vice versa.
Like, they're saying merger. It doesn't feel like a merger. It feels like a takeover.
Yeah.
Like, are golf tournaments going to be 3 days now? Like, are all the golfers going to make hundreds of million dollars?
Is it still going to be called the PGA?
I have
are
questions.
They buying the, like, brand of PGA?
I would guess so, because, like, that alone is, like, worth something. You have video games, just, like, merchandise.
Yeah.
Like, who's buying, like, LIV Golf?
So. I'd buy LIV 2K23.
Oh, yeah?
If it was, like, discounted. Just to see what...
How discounted?
Just to see... because it's golf, but louder, you know? I'd be interested.
So the game's, like, $60, right, when it starts?
Yeah, 20.
So 20
is my max.
20 is your max.
Yeah.
So, like, you would buy LIV Golf for $20. LIV 2K.
Maybe. I would have to be in the right... headspace, but to get me to, like, actually buy it, like, no questions asked, probably closer to, like, 10 or 15.
Yeah, but, like, the
for some, their, like, 20 golfers that they have that I that I know,
like, and, like, are there people gonna be on the PGA Tour who are just, like, terrible at golf now? Because most of LIV Golf was not good.
Brooks Koepka's brother is gonna be
yeah, like,
be on the tour.
Like, I mean, no, they put bad golfers out there intentionally. This one guy who was, like, a charity case, there's no other way to put it, he had one good golf tournament and then they put him out there the next week and he shot like an 84.
Oh, the guy from from the PGA, or yeah,
Michael Brooks or Brocks or whatever it was.
Yeah, no, was it it's so funny how we are, he was like the biggest story of the major weekend.
Yeah,
other than Brooks winning, and then don't I matter. Already forgot Block, Michael Block.
Yes,
Chris Block.
I Michael
forgot.
Block, you're right.
Yeah,
well, that's what happens. Like, you're, it's a fun, like, that's the thing about golf is it's, you have fun moments, but no one can seem to, like, continue their storyline. Like, with Tiger, it was always, like, he was chasing Jack. Like, there was always something. It was Lefty versus Tiger. And, like, there's, like, even John Daly, like, it's like, is he going to, like, drink a beer and smoke a cigarette on the golf course? I don't know. It might happen. Like, this Michael Block guy is just... he's just super irrelevant now. Like, that's really mean to say. I'm sorry, Michael.
No, I mean, he had his, like, Linsanity run, and, you know.
Oh, is Michael Block the Linsanity of the PGA?
Honestly, that's disrespectful to Jeremy Lin. Jeremy Lin at least had, like, 2 good weeks of playing basketball.
I mean, the Rockets paid
Michael Block had 4 days.
Yeah.
Maybe even, like, 3 days.
The Rockets paid Jeremy Lin.
Yeah. No one's paid Michael Block. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The Saudis aren't going to throw $100 million at Michael Block.
Honestly, that's what I was waiting for. Like, I was waiting for LIV Golf to be like, Michael Block, here's $200 million. That's how, like, you know, like, you're not a real golfer. Like, could you imagine being one of the guys on the tour that never even got offered $130 million? Like, how, like, you don't even have the opportunity to, like, put your moral high ground on and be like, yeah, I'm not taking money from them.
No, but publicly, you can have your moral high ground if you come out there and you're like, I would never, because they do press event. I guess all the golfers are available to the press. So even if you're so low down that you don't get offered the Saudi money, you still will have a microphone in your face and have someone ask you about the LIV Golf thing, and you could have been like, I would never do that. That turn your back. I guess, yeah. I just care about 9/11 more than Bryson DeChambeau does.
That's what their commissioner literally said on TV.
Yeah, but then
like
you don't
ago.
Actually have to back it. I mean, like the commissioner, once LIV actually starts offering you the money, then, you know what? They bring up some good points. They are trying to grow the game. I do
what.
Like golf, but louder.
PGA is getting pretty roasted for this. Like, this is,
rightfully so.
Let's go to Chris Murphy. He is a U.S. senator from Connecticut. He tweets, so weird. PGA officials were in my office just months ago talking about how the Saudis' human rights record should disqualify them from having a major stake in American sports. Like, those are the things you can't say and then take the money. Like, you just, oh man. Like, this is
the most, like, blatantly capitalistic,
yes,
story in sports.
100%.
Like, I can remember.
It was not, like, on my bingo card, though.
No. Even before the, like, the whole idea that the Saudi government could just make a golf league by throwing billions of dollars around. Like, that is already very, like,
awesome.
It's also, like, they can just do that with basketball. Like, I don't – they can do that with – their money is essentially endless.
Dude,
like, they can just do this with any other sport.
Todd, the show, says, I hope the Saudis buy the SEC. Like, I thought at one point, like, this was, like, the path that we were going to go down. Like, that if LIV Golf had any level of success, that they would try. I mean, I don't know how many people would leave.
I thought it would be, like, years from now.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would be – what? Like, it was like 2022, like, when I feel like the controversy.
Yeah, no, maybe golf is
new.
It
was like late 2021, I feel, yeah, like, is when it started. The, like, golf off season of 2021 into 22. And now it's June 2023, and they've bought the PGA. I'm assuming they've bought the PGA.
Yeah, they keep saying merger, but my dumb brain doesn't see how the PGA merges with them.
I don't think that MBS is going to be like, no, you know what? I can't make a decision without Jay Monahan's signing off on it.
Those meetings, that'd be so awkward.
How did they even, like, broach? Like, if you're the head of the PGA and you've been saying all this about the LIV Golf,
yes,
how do you walk in a meeting with the head of LIV Golf, Greg Norman, MBS, whoever else? And you actually are like, huh.
Great question.
I will actually take this meeting, and I will be interested, and I will eventually,
honestly,
down the line, accept this money.
It's probably like Greg Norman sends a text and is like, hey, man, got $500 million or $500 billion to buy the PGA Tour. You in? What's up?
Yeah.
You up?
Yeah. That's crazy.
All right. That's Talking Golf here on the Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm Joe George filling in. Coming up next, we get back into some Astros. Texans are in OTAs. Not a lot of news coming out this week, except CJ Stroud looks good. That was kind of last week. It's the Paul Gallant Show here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back to ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and the superior clairvoyant sports mind of Sean Mapes.
Here's Sean Mapes, the, what does it say? The superior something sports mind?
Clairvoyant.
Clairvoyant sports mind. I like that. You can find him on Twitter at Sean A. Mapes. I'm Joe George. You can find me on Twitter at Joe George Radio. Poncho says Mapes is a pro, the people's producer. I think you're probably, like, one of the most popular people on the station, Sean, just so you know.
Thank you.
I don't know why I'm saying that, but I just, it feels,
I appreciate that. I will, yeah, humbly take the crown of people's producer.
All right. So one thing that we haven't had a chance to talk about, really, is the Rangers. The Rangers are a pain in the ass. Like, there's really no other way to describe what they are doing except just being a pain to the Houston Astros right now, because no matter what the Houston Astros do, they can't.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right.
Fight for your life. This hijack attempt by Joe George, ambitious man that he is, has been noted. The slandering by the people's producer, Sean Mapes, also noted. You think I wasn't listening? You think I wasn't listening while I was waiting to get called into jury duty? Yeah, I'm a great American. And again, I'm patting myself on the back for being a model citizen, doing my duty, doing my part, showing up, waiting to get called. The superior mind, Paul Gallant, they should have called me. I was so ready for this.
For what? Was it murder trial?
So basically, have you ever been called for jury duty?
No,
before?
I've not.
Okay, so basically, you get brought into a room and you just wait.
And just wait?
Right. And the last time I waited, I was in and out in like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
They called me down the hall. I walked down and they said, oh, we don't need you anymore. Bye.
So I assume that might be actually the case that would happen.
Mm.
Hi, Joe.
How's it going?
I'm doing all right.
So are you? We can conclude our investigation now from the opening segment, since you were listening.
Yes, I.
Are you the person that's saying they're Jake Asman bored?
No,
on the Texans Reddit.
No. You know what's funny about Texans Reddit too? There's a lot of people that post anonymously. You're supposed to post anonymously or something like that. Like someone was giving me crap because I posted my own stuff to self promote on the Texans Reddit. Like, oh, you're not even doing it under a burner. No, I'm not a puss. Come on, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it publicly. Ooh, it's like shameful to self promote yourself. Do you guys know who I am? I'm a cheap, cheap, slutty whore of a man who will sell whatever he can and push whatever he can.
I think we need to pull that for a future intro.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's going to be very good.
I think so as well. I'm sorry. I'm a little wired. I get
How
long
are you down there for?
I got there at 7:53.
Yikes.
And I...
It's 11:20?
Yeah, it's 11:20.
You know, you could have just taken the day off.
Yeah, but I think that would be right.
Why?
I don't know. Listen, I do have an honor code. A lot of people are like, oh, Paul wouldn't want to be on a trial. No, I actually would pay attention.
No.
I consider myself a patriot. Yeah, I heard you say that. I heard Sean say that. You guys are absolutely wrong. I would be great as a juror on a trial, and I'm kind of pissed off that they didn't pick me. I was there for 3 hours. Pick me. I want to do my duty.
But what happens like if it's like a real case and you're stuck there for like months?
I mean, you would have one really smart juror.
One.
At least one.
But what happened to the Paul Gallant show?
I don't know. Like Paul Gallant on a mobile. I heard you guys talking about like what do they do? That's a great question.
What do they do?
In 2023, I don't know how you can be kept up.
You've watched
the grid.
All the shows.
Yeah.
Like you rewatched Succession?
No. No, I mean I bet they don't allow you to have any modern technology, because if you go to these places, it's still like 20 years old, the places you're going into. So I'm assuming, like most governmental entities, that we are way stuck in the past. So yeah, I bet they probably just give you a flip phone or something like
that. I bet
that.
You, like, it's a TV with the only option being Netflix.
Yeah, but even then, I feel like there's some things on Netflix you would be able to see. I mean, how many television shows are there about murderers and stuff, right? I mean, are they gonna have parental controls on so you can only watch kids shows? Like, that's all I think they could do.
But then you'd be like, I could show you what my life is like.
I think it would have to be like, you could still show murder shows, right? It just can't be about the case. Because that they don't want to influence the jury
but
about that case.
To that point, Sean, I think that there are certain shows that could perhaps affect your mentality or mindset on a case. So if you've watched a bunch of murder mysteries, all of a sudden you might see a bunch of evidence, and all of a sudden you think you're a bleeping sleuth like all these broads who watch these murder shows. Because that's what these are catered for. Girls are obsessed with the murder shows, and I'm sorry to call you with the term. I just think it's a funny one.
What,
it's a term of endearment.
Time out. You don't like...
don't watch the murder shows.
You didn't watch, like, Making a Murderer?
I watched that, but that was because everyone was watching it. Now there's so many, it's tough to really focus on one that everyone's in the know about.
Oh, no, for sure. It's totally different now. Because like now it's like the hot thing.
Because if it's at the center of the cultural landscape, then 100% I will dive into it. But
so are you saying that you watch television just because people are talking about it?
Yes.
Did you watch Succession because you liked it?
I liked it, but I didn't love it.
That's where I'm at too.
It's a good show, but I mean, you guys did mention I don't have the best attention span, and there are moments in that show where.
But you want to be on a murder trial?
Yeah. Well,
but
hey,
you don't
that's
have the
different.
You,
but a
you can't sit there and
different.
watch an argument between Kindle and Shiv, but you can handle a murder trial.
Look, I get that argument against me. There are certain, like, I throw curveballs at people from time to time. That is actually something I would take very, very seriously if I was actually called in. And I mean, you go all the way down there, you kind of hope you get called in. I want to actually see what it's like from that perspective and to do my duty as an American citizen.
The only thing like where I think you really would struggle that we didn't mention earlier is I feel like you'd want to ask questions.
No, that is true.
The lawyer would be talking, and I could just see Paul like
That question? Is true. That is true.
I have a question about this evidence.
I also feel there's like also... you'd be very like easy to read from your facial expression. Like you would just be making faces like where you're like,
yeah, 100%. I have no poker face. That would definitely not help. And I think the judge would be like, no, strike your face from the record.
Yeah.
Strike your face. Just bury your face in your hands.
Those lawyers that would know right
sighed.
Away.
That man just sighed. Strike that from the record.
Yeah.
My problem is, too, I think at a certain point I would convince myself that as a, well, unbelievable performer and entertainer, that I would myself be able to do what a lawyer's doing. Now, obviously, no grasp of the law. The only law class I ever took was communications law at Syracuse, yeah. And I got a D in it. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, wow, I'm probably not going to be able to pass. Luckily, college, a D, that is enough to pass a grade. But I thought to myself, okay, well, if I ever get in trouble, I'm just going to hire a lawyer. But in this setting right there, I'd be like, oh, I could do this 100%. It's just about acting confident. Because, right, I'm just trying to convince the jury. I'm playing to them. And just make some things up along the way. You'll be fine.
I almost think we should try to send Paul to, like, one of Meltzer's trials.
Oh, I want
to,
yeah.
I don't even know if Mike's there yet. At that point in his career.
I honestly, I'm not 100% sure either what Mike does on that front. I saw Mike a couple of weeks ago, and we touched on some of those things, and a lot of it was going over my head. But I nodded enthusiastically.
Oh, yeah, you just say, yeah. Interesting. Right.
It's
great.
Best. It's such a great way to further a conversation. Yeah. Huh.
Interesting.
Wow. Cool.
You sound smart. It's really intelligent, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard you guys talking about the LIV Golf Tour on the way in, I did want to fire my two cents off on this. I think it's hilarious. Now, I'm not a diehard golf fan. I was driving out of the station one day, and I heard Joe on the show, both Joel and Jeremy talking about like how they would recognize golfers out in the wild, and I'm just like, you're completely full of bleep. No way anyone knows who any of these people. Scottie Scheffler, no one would recognize that.
Yeah, I think I'm on your side of the argument.
Anywhere, no one in America cares. Okay, and I, what I love the most about this is that the PGA can't act like they had the moral high ground this whole time, which they did.
Yeah.
From the get-go, Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA, absolutely full of bleep, an empty suit, who is morally bankrupt, but claimed that he was. And I always ask this question. If you think this specific money is dirty, how much money in the world is dirty? Right? Oh. And again, variety of different reasons. Maybe it's a little bit different for some people with 9/11. From my perspective, like my uncle was in the Pentagon when the plane hit. He was in the courtyard. It hit his old office that I had taken a tour of literally weeks before. My uncle, who was in the DEA, his receptionist saw the plane hit the Pentagon, like, because it's in this place that was overlooking it. For me, that is a personal moment. I spent like 6 hours not knowing if my uncle had made it. And I get that some people get super worked up about the idea that we are, that people in sports that we root for are taking money from them. My question was always, but I mean, geez, there's so many special interests that have nefarious deeds in their past that are, you know, have their tendrils and everything. Is this where we're going to draw the only stand? But I think it just makes a lot of these PGA players look bad. And to see that the PGA players weren't even asked about it. Like, I'm not a Rory McIlroy fan. But if I'm Rory, I'm pissed right now, and rightfully so, because they just pulled the rug out from underneath me and make me look like a money-grubbing a-hole. And I wonder how the players handle this, because I'm sure that Jay Monahan's probably told these players, hey, man, like, you can't say a damn thing about this. We're just going to go on business as usual. And I'm very curious to see where this all goes.
Well, because they told them, like, it was immoral to take. Like, they were the ones speaking to the players. Like, it was immoral for them to take that money. And then all these guys turned down millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars. Mm. And they just got, like, they got screwed.
Right.
And, like, and you're right. Because, like, they have sponsorship deals with Nike, who's got their own issues. Like, you don't know.
Sweatshops.
Like, exactly. Like, the Saudi money goes into different sponsors that they work with. You can track all that stuff. Like, just for some reason, they decided to draw this line in the sand, and the fact that so quickly this merger or buyout, whatever it is, like that the PGA as a whole has gone in, it's just so hypocritical.
It's massive fraud. And look, I mean, this happens everywhere. I the PGA aren't the only people that are taking money from foreign entities that maybe have tried to harm our country in the past. but they are the ones that we're talking about right now, and they deserve all of the eggs.
For sure.
Hard-boiled. Absolutely. Does that hurt? Hard-boiled egg to the face? Probably hurt more than an actual egg, right?
Yeah. Yes, because it's hard.
Gonna chuck eggs?
It's hard. It's a hard egg.
Joe, I appreciate you stepping in. Paul. Sean, holding down the fort. It is the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How about the Astros invading Canada? Is this the greatest invasion of Canada by Americans ever, what you saw last night? We'll discuss. Paul Gallant Show, embrace debate.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant. Join the incarceration by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I think some people thought I got incarcerated today. Big thanks to Joe George and Sean holding the fort down on the Paul Gallant Show. It is the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. We have one Twitcher who bitches about it all the time.
I just got here. We're making it interactive right away. This might be a troll, though, because if you listen during the commercial breaks, every now and then I will lash out irrationally at somebody. But some text as to what I might have been doing early, because I heard you guys at the beginning of the show. What could Paul be doing? From the 409, Paul's having an ultrasound done. Actually, that will never happen, because your boy always carries dong bags with him. Like, I do not do the unprotected. I don't do it. Nope. No. From the 832, the real Batman beat Paul. Maybe I am Batman.
Have you ever dressed up as Batman before? As like a Halloween?
For Halloween, but when I was little, yeah. Okay.
I feel like, because you're big into the Batman, right? You like, yeah. Dark Knight.
Batman's my favorite superhero by far.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like you could easily at least be Bruce Wayne. I'm not sure if you could be Batman, but you could be Bruce Wayne.
$50,000+ a year, Bruce Wayne. Yeah, he could have made it happen on that salary if he wasn't a bitch. Some other texts. Paul's getting his eyebrows waxed. No, I do that myself. animal abuse investigation, because of the time I kicked my cat off the bed because I had a nightmare about Chucky the doll in a movie I've never seen trying to grab my leg. Yep. Another. Paul was at the courthouse getting his name legally changed to Princess Glitterstem. Shopping at Target. Ooh. Well, they got new bathing suits there, I hear. So there you go, guys. The Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Twitch.tv/ESPN97.5. Junior Broncos thanking me for my service. You're right. You're right. I was a public servant today. You know who else did the public a service last night? It was Yordan Alvarez bombing this bad boy against the Toronto Blue Jays.
Ball out against him in his last at bat. This ball to straightaway center field. Kiermaier will watch it. Speaking of the flight deck, Air Yordan just landed in the flight deck. A bomb to straightaway center field. Now arriving at the WestJet flight deck is Yordan Alvarez. Air Yordan hitting number 16 on the year.
The United States has unsuccessfully tried to invade Canada a couple of times in its history. The War of 1812, the most recent example of that, and a little bit before, there was a expedition by the Continental Army in like 1777 that was done. It failed miserably. I gotta say, there's nothing quite like taking it to them. And you guys haven't experienced Blue Jay fans in mass the way I have while I was in Seattle for 2 years. They're the worst. Canadians are low-key terrible. And I say this as somebody who is part French-Canadian by blood. The people of Quebec are different. They're French. They get hated on because they're French. But I would say that the people of Canada are among the most passive-aggressive yet judgmental hypocrites that you'll see. Constantly talking trash about the United States. Oh, it's racist. Oh, it's guns. Oh, you don't even have free health care. You live in a country of 13 people where everyone is just as white as the other person, okay? Let's stop, like, trying to judge the current events of countries that actually matter, Canada. So I like to see the Astros, when they go north of the border, just deliver absolute destruction. 6 runs in the first inning. That fatty boom batty, Alex Manoah, is
Is the pitch clock making him, like, breathe too hard or something like that? Because he has been absolute doo-doo this year. Wasn't he more of a Cy Young Award finalist than Framber Valdez last year? Like, he was third and Valdez was fourth?
I remember, like, hearing about him for the first time when he was in the All-Star game one year, and he was, like, talking smack while mic'd up with John Smoltz and, I guess it would have been Joe Buck at the time. Maybe it was Joe Davis.
That Dodger sounds right. Dodger Joe Davis. Yeah.
But yeah, I remember, and I was like, oh, wow, he has some personality. He's an All-Star, so he's probably pretty good. And basically every time since then, I've only heard about him getting shelled and then run off in, like, the second inning.
I mean, this is very difficult if you're Toronto. I don't know what you do here, but I mean, his ERA going into the game was in the mid fives, and now it's over six because he only got one out, including allowing the grand slam by Corey Jolks. But it was a good night, and the Astros, I know they're not going to do it, and perhaps this is me not giving Dusty Baker enough credit, but I mean, it's Yainer Diaz time. Holy crap. The last two games, the guy has been on fire. I mean, what are we talking about here with Diaz? 6-for-9, 3 doubles, and a home run in the last two. In 25 games this year, he's hitting .284. He has an OPS of .786. The caught stealing percentage that he has is 41.2%. If he qualified by playing in enough games, that would be second in all of baseball. By the way, Martin Maldonado ranks 11th of 13 qualified American League catchers with a .185. I get that there is this Maldonado love affair that the clubhouse has, that Dusty Baker has with the Astros veteran catcher, but he's got to be the number two guy now. It is time to start phasing Martin Maldonado into some sort of a coaching role, of which I would think he would be great at. Honestly, I mean, there's always this talk about who the Astros are going to have on the bench, right? Like, we were talking about Joe Espada. Oh, they can't lose Joe Espada. Oh, they can't lose Brent Strom. They lost Brent Strom. The pitching's been fine. I feel like Maldonado is one of those people that would be a great heir in waiting to be Astros manager. I don't know how many people have thought about that, but speaks both languages, clearly is loved by everyone in there, knows how the team works. I'm intrigued by that possibility. It's time to move him towards that. And again, I'm not saying don't play him at all. He had a good month last month, so it's not like we're looking at Maldonado and saying he's terrible. We're just saying Yainer Diaz is awesome. He is awesome. And look, it's one thing to be J.P. France or Brandon Belak or Ronel Blanco stepping in for a spot start and doing well for a little bit of time, but I think everything we've seen from Diaz thus far screams this guy's got to play every day or close to every day. Let him continue to get at bats. Let's see where this goes. So I feel like that's a win-win. And I know Jeremy said at noon he's going to have a solution for what the Astros should do to get Diaz in there. Playing him at first base, I don't hate that idea, especially with some of these struggles that Jose Abreu's been having. And maybe you can, but I feel like you got to play him more often than not. Like, I'm talking 60% plus of games, I feel like he's got to be playing the rest of the way, especially if he's this hot. My God.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, his bat is something that Dusty should be prioritizing putting in the lineup, even if he still, in the short term, I'm saying, wants to keep Martin Maldonado back there behind catcher. Yeah. Does Jose Abreu need a day off? Maybe Jose Abreu just needs a day to DH, and we can have Yainer play the field.
That works.
Maybe Yordan wants to DH. We can put him in left field. Like, just find ways to get this guy on the field because, like you said, he's been knocking the cover off the ball.
Right. It would be one thing if it's a home run and a couple of singles. He's got four extra base hits in his last two games.
And we talk so much about, like, being in rhythm as a hitter and, like, not – because that was the criticism last year with Dusty. Guys would have great games, and then they would be out of the lineup the next day, and then they would have a great game. New guy would be out of the lineup the next day. Yainer being able to do this while kind of – I want to say being jerked around, but not having a consistent spot, not having a spot every day on the team, that just speaks to, like, how good he's hitting the ball right now.
I don't think that's unfair to say at this point. jerked around, Sean. I actually do think it's jerked around. And I get that Dusty Baker has a lot of respect for the veteran players in this clubhouse. Like, I get all of that. And it's you gotta manage egos, too. Maldonado does not strike me as the kind of guy who is going to be butthurt about being put on the pine. He just doesn't strike me like that. There are other players where, sure. But, I mean, he dealt with this a little bit last year with Christian Vasquez. And, again, he still played way more than Vasquez. But when you got a young guy with this kind of potential, and we're talking about a guy playing catcher that's got this kind of hitting ability, again, maybe this is a small sample size, but he's killing the ball right now. And I don't know. Maybe the Astros have stumbled into, once again, just a completely ridiculous find. Which I'm hoping. It's incredible. This just keeps happening over and over again.
Because Corey Lee was the top catcher prospect for a while. And you notice he still plays for the Sugar Land Space Cowboys.
Right. Right. Look, we'll see where this goes. Loved what I saw last night. And that the Astros ran these bleeping Canadian bastards off the field. I love it. And not the team itself. Because obviously George Springer's there. And we like George Springer. More from the perspective of, I just cannot stand Blue Jay fans or any Canadian fans. These jackasses wear red jerseys at least multiple times a year. And it's like they're the Canadian national team. You're the Blue Jays. There's no red in your bleeping color. Blue Jays aren't red. There's no red. There's no red there. Like, ever. Unless it's been attacked by a cat and mauled to death. Which they should. Because Blue Jays are kind of, you know, they're pretty birds. But yeah.
I remember getting literally a front row seat to this, to Paul's disdain for the Canadians when we went to the Rockets game together, and it was against the Raptors, and the entire time he kept saying, well, it was flap-headed.
Yeah, these flap-headed, beady-eyed syrup chuggers.
And I remember being like, flap-headed sounds a little racist. You're like, it's from South Park.
It is from South Park.
I guess that makes it better.
I mean, the funny thing is, like, Canadians are as similar to us as possible, except for they probably think that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle aren't the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but he's not Prince. He's just Harry, right? Is that how it works?
Who knows?
I've abdicated the Duke of Worthinghamshire.
He wasn't going to be king anyway, so abdicating it to start a podcast
means
very little to me. My
father, King Sausage Fingers, first of his name, he's not going to die anytime soon because he's been drinking the blood of infant babies. Which one's the one that... Oh, wait, hang on. No, Philip? Charles is the one that hung out with Epstein. Yeah, it was Andrew, right?
Andrew, yeah.
Yeah, buddies. Yeah. They're best buddies. The worst is Andrew was like, we were friends. Cool, dude. Paul Galacho, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Stick around.
It's the most interactive sports radio show in Houston. Here now is... Wait a minute. There's no way that's true, man. Do they just let these guys make this up and write their own copy? No way I'm saying that. Forget it. It's the least interactive sports radio show in Houston. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant. Most interactive. Whatever. Please.
So now I think we figured out who Cheshire Cat 123 is on twitch.tv/ESPN975. That is indeed Spencer Tillman. Spencer's a cat guy. That's at least nice. Clearly a cat guy. So your boy showed up later today because he was being a good American. I don't shirk jury duty. I showed up, waited, and they didn't call me. Biggest mistake that's ever been made. In the Houston court systems. It was made today when I was not selected to be a juror.
I would just say that statement does not reflect the views of the entire Paul Gallant show or Gal Media.
I'm just going to...
That is redacted. That is the biggest mistake.
Strike that from the record. Strike that from the record, audience.
You object?
No, I'm the judge here. Oh, I'm the judge and the jury. And the executioner.
Oh, what kind of kangaroo court is this?
This is my banana republic, bitch. And this is what's happening. That was stricken from the record. You don't get to say that. I would have been a great juror. And they effed up. They messed up by not calling me in.
No, I just want the wiggle room of, like, there's probably been worse decisions made by the criminal justice system in the city than you not being selected for jury duty. I'm sure there's someone out there that's like, yeah, my uncle.
Nope.
Not true.
He got 25 years for selling weed.
He was on death row, and he got killed. And he was innocent the whole time. That's what they all say. I'm the warden in Shawshank. what are we going to talk about before we hit the road? Texans OTAs wrapped up the third media available one. I guess the defense ran the show early on, but C.J. Stroud finished the practice session strong. Stroud and Mills were rotating with the ones, and that's really all we got. Because here's the thing. It's all in shorts. The physicality, you can't really gauge that. I saw someone tweet out something about Kenyon Green, and I'm wondering what that meant. I tried to get a little bit more context about it, and maybe we'll have some more for tomorrow. But DJ Bien-Aimé and I will talk about OTAs day three on the Talkin' Texans podcast, which you can check out on the ESPN Houston YouTube channel. So Astros destroyed the Blue Jays 11-4. Hopefully they didn't score too many runs last night, get too many hits last night. They had 19 hits.
They're 100% scoring less than three runs, I'll
say. Come on, Jake Myers, you're going to go 4-for-5 with a home run last night. Let's save some for tonight. If he plays, we'll see on that front. But, yeah, I now believe that the Astros are incapable of scoring a lot of runs the game after they score a lot of runs, much like randomly Ryan Presley and other Astros relievers have been completely incapable of pitching when the Astros don't have a lead. Remember, that was a thing, like, oh, if he's pitching and it's a tie game, he can't do it. Oh, that used to be the big excuse everyone used for Ken Giles whenever he was crapping his pants out there. That's what they would bring up.
I remember we joked, it must have been like just a few weeks ago, about like, did they score too many runs and how like ridiculous that is. And then like basically every game since then, when they score like a ton of runs, the next game they score three.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Or two.
It's crazy.
It was the Brewers game where they got shut out the other two games after scoring like 13 runs in the first game of the series.
Mm-hmm.
That was, oh my God. That converted us to
it did
to okay guys, stop scoring runs. All we need is like five and we got this.
Your Honor, let the record show that the Astros, they cannot score the night after they score a lot of runs.
It's crazy you've never gotten picked for jury duty. Do you run these bits by them?
I do. Right.
You're
before.
Like, well, I didn't think.
Well, I do say, Mr. Judge, I am not anything but a sports talk show host who operates for 2 hours a day. But in my part-time, I do dabble in the law, and I do declare that this man right here is innocent. Seattle man who ate your wife and child last weekend. Yeah, well, he is innocent, sir, under the law of our United States of America.
I notice we do not have a jury of appeals in this courtroom.
Because you're all so ugly, right, and I'm so pretty.
And they all have them Yankee highfalutin accents, unlike yours truly, who hails from Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah, Georgia, or Houston proper. I'm just a man who was raised by a family who moved here. You know what they say about Houston? I wasn't born here, but I moved here as quickly as I could. Suppose it's time for garbage time.
I'm only happy when
it's garbage. And then I start eating garbage.
If there's one guy up here who knows about total garbage,
garbage,
it's this guy. It's garbage time with Paul Gallant. Let's go.
Let's go.
Now, some are asking on the Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975, would Paul hand out convictions for a clashing outfit? Yes. Yes, I would. You would be kept from jury duty if you do not know how to properly match the top with the pants, with the socks, with the shoes, with the belt. I dressed up for court today.
Navy shirt with black pants? Get out of my courtroom.
Can't do that, Sean. You know what? I saw online when I was doing my Twitch show on my own, twitch.tv/Gallant says, youtube.com/Paul Gallant, which I do weeknights, Mondays and Thursdays at 6 o'clock. Whatever, it's a shameless plug.
Seconds left in the show.
Yeah, I know, that's true. I was talking about ways to get out of court duty, and it said, like, dress like crap. Like, that is how you will get out. That is how you will not get selected. I actually don't agree with that. They just call you randomly by numbers. So anyway, now you know the rest of the story. This was a very quick show for me.
and it's because I'm an American hero. So you're welcome.
It feels like you just stole money from Mr. Cal.
Listen, I would never do that.
You're here for two and a half seconds.
I was promoting ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 on television on my own time on KHOU on Sunday night. I made a Fast and Furious Astros reference that many people are still talking about right now.
How'd you get three different plugs for different things in, like, the last 5 minutes
of
the show?
What else should I plug?
Talking Texans, your Gallant Says, now Channel 2. Like, Channel 2 needs more, needs our help.
There's a GoFundMe for my flag football team, which you can contribute to at GoFundMe/. Sean's just playing me off. Big thanks to Sean and Joe George. Big thanks to our Twitchers, our texters, and our callers. And you know what? A big thanks to the American justice system, the jury that stepped in for me, even though I would have done a better job. And, everybody else here in the great United States of America. This has been the Paul Gallant Show. The Killer Bees are up next. So long, farewell, have yourselves a wonderful Tuesday. Peace!